Birmingham prison crisis, a catastrophe of cuts, and privatization. Syarp and Friel, Birmingham Southeast Socialist Party. Birmingham prison has become the latest in a long line of catastrophic failures of privatization, as the government is forced to step in and take over management from notorious private contractor G4S. A recent inspection found HMP Birmingham inadequately staffed and very unsafe, rife with drugs and increasingly violent. G4S took over in 2011, and incidents of violence at the prison have risen fivefold since 2012. The next day, Tory Prisons Minister Rory Stewart admitted on LBC Radio that up to 20 prisons are in similar states of collapse. 17 out of 123 prisons across England and Wales are privately run. Five of these are run by G4S, which proudly boasts on its website that it offers value for money in the criminal justice system. The Chief Inspector of Prisons, Peter Clark, said HMP Birmingham was the worst I've seen anywhere. The details included in his report are stomach churning, vomit, blood and rat droppings. It is mind-blowing that this is what it takes to make the government take action. Birmingham prison experienced rioting in 2016. But instead of taking steps to improve safety, G4S and the Tories have allowed conditions to get even worse. But what is even more shocking is the government's shameless attempt to squirm out of accepting that austerity and privatization caused the fiasco. The prison's inspector rightly says there is a clear correlation between the lack of resources and the increase in violence. But the prison's minister admits only that perhaps a few too many staff, 4,500 net, were cut, while claiming the crisis is largely driven by these new psychoactive substances like spice. G4S and the government are keen to stress the firm has only failed one of its five prison contracts. But that's not the whole story either. Unsafe. Last year, an Ofsted inspection into Oak Hill Youth Prison, run by G4S, found it unsafe. And G4S gave up management of Medway Secure Training Center in 2016, after BBC's Panorama exposed violence against teenage prisoners. There is clear and repeated evidence of the abject failure of cuts and privatization, not just in prisons, but railways, the NHS, schools, and across the board. Government intervention at HMP Birmingham is temporary and not good enough. At the time of writing, G4S has not even had its contract ended. Nor have the Tories ruled out farming out more prisons to private interests. In fact, they continue to defend privatization in the face of ever more damning evidence. The prison and probation services must be fully renationalized with all staff cuts reversed, and fully funded to ensure the safety of all prisoners and workers. A socialist justice system would work for protection and rehabilitation, not private profit.